Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Tes Vav. We are holding on daf Kuf Tes Vav Amar Aleph. We are beginning now, Bezer Shem, the 16th parak of Masechta Shabbos. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored as Chusr for Shlema, for Mayor Yosef Ben Yita, by his children and grandchildren. Also by Henry Olinsky, Leila Nishmas, his mother, Rachel Leah Ben Chaim Ashra Kohen Aleh Bas, and in honor of my wife and children for supporting me in doing the daf, by Lyle and Batsheva Mitzner, Le'ile Nishmas Batsheva's mother, Leah Sarah Bas Rav Shmuel David. It's not, you're not hearing me? No? The connection here is not as great. All right, well, let's figure this out. So also by Lyle and Batsheva Mitzner, Le'ile Nishmas Batsheva's mother, Leah Sarah Bas Rav Shmuel David, Aleh HaShalom, whose seventh yard site is today. So we are holding on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amar Aleph at the top of the page on Kuf Tes Vav Amar Aleph, at the Mishnah rather on Kuf Tes Vav Amar Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to discuss saving Kisvei HaKodesh from a fire, saving Kisvei HaKodesh from a Deleika. And then we're going to have a Machlokas in the Gemara if you can save Kisvei HaKodesh if you can save Kisvei HaKodesh that are written in Targum. And we're going to have three Rayos in that Machlokas Amarayim, whether you're allowed to save Kisvei HaKodesh that are written in Targum, and then the Gemara is going to try to demonstrate that Machlokas Tanaim is really, that Machlokas Amoraim is really a Machlokas Tanaim. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss items that you're not allowed to save from a fire. It's also going to discuss saving Kisvei HaKodesh written with non-black ink, and saving a Sefer Torah that's worn out or erased, how much of a Sefer Torah has Kedusha. So let's begin on the top of Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amar Aleph, at the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Vav Amar Aleph. So this parak is going to discuss being matzil from a deleika on Shabbos, what you're allowed to save and to where you're allowed to save it, which items what you're allowed to do so that a fire doesn't spread. And we're also going to talk about if a nachri or a katan come to extinguish a fire, do you need to prevent them from doing so?
We can't hear you at all.
Ugh. All right.
When I walk in, I was able to hear you.
You right. May be muted.
Am I muted? Oh, I'm muted. Okay. Is that? Are we hearing me now? Are we hearing me now? I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was muted.
Yes, you were.
Yes, we hear you now.
Fantastic. Okay. That was an easy fix. All right. So let's begin at the beginning of the parak. So says the Mishnah. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin Osam Mipnei HaDleika. All Kisvei HaKodesh, Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, you can save from a fire on Shabbos. Bein Shekorin Ben, whether these are the Kisvei HaKodesh.
Like, the Wi-Fi reception is really bad.
Right.
Before.
I'm trying to stop the video. I'm trying
that. The Wi-Fi is bad also.
Rich, you want to dial it with my cell phone?
We're going to try to fix this for tomorrow. Right now, I just can't stop the whole shir. So I'm going to say the shir, and if you can't hear, you'll get it online later. But I'm going to have to say the shir. I can't spend the whole time doing Wi-Fi. So,
Rabbi, can you turn off your camera?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So again, so Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. I'm going to also mute everybody so I don't get distracted. I need to just say the shir. Tomorrow we'll figure it out as a show. Alright, maybe I'll go back to Zoom. I don't know. We'll see.
I could dial it with my cell phone.
Alright, we'll have to figure it out. Okay, so Kol Kisvei, so again, Nachmu. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin Osam Mipnei HaDleika. You're allowed to save all Kisvei HaKodesh from a fire, Bein Shekorin Behen, Uvein Shein Korin Behen. Whether you read from them or whether you don't read from them on Shabbos, Alf Bi Shuksuvim B'Kol Lashon, Tunim Geniza. And even though they're written in any other language, you still need to put them in Geniza. Ma'in Korin Behem. Why don't we read from such Kisvei HaKodesh, from such Ksavim on Shabbos? Why don't we read from such ksavim on Shabbos? Bittul beis hamedrash, because of bittul beis hamedrash, they were darshan the beis hamedrash for the balabatim, and they would teach them all these halachos. So we'd rather people attend the shir rather than being distracted by reading Kisvei HaKodesh. Meaning, if they're going to read Kisvei HaKodesh, Rashi says it's so fascinating, all of the inyanim that come up in the ksuvim, that they're never going to go to the shir in the shul. So that's how Rashi explains. Now, what does it mean she'im korim ben, that we don't read from them on Shabbos? So Rashi writes in his first perush that in korim ben means bebeis haknesses, that whereas we do read from the Torah in shul on Shabbos, and we do read from Nevi'im in shul on Shabbos, we do not read from Kisvei HaKodesh in shul on Shabbos. However, Rashi then quotes Rabbeinu Halevi, who says in korim ben means afilu liyachidim, you're not allowed to read ksuvim on Shabbos, based on what we just said, because it's going to cause that bittul beis hamedrash. Now the line "mipnei bittul beis hamedrash" certainly makes it sound like the second day in Rashi and not like the first day in Rashi. Says the Gemara, "Itmar ha'ksuvim targum b'kol lashon." If the Kisvei HaKodesh were written in translation into Lashon Aramis or any other language, Ravuna says we do not save them from a fire. Rav Chisda says we do save them from a fire. So Aliba demand the Amar nitnu likros ben, according to the Shita that holds a Kisvei HaKodesh in any language, are you allowed to read from them because it's mutter to write them in any language? Then everyone agrees, both Rav Huna and Rav Chisda do not disagree that you're allowed to be matzil Kisvei HaKodesh that are written in any language. The whole machlokas is only according to the Shita that holds that it's us to read Kisvei HaKodesh in other languages. I shut this, but I'm the host.
Just mute it. Maybe
they'll
be able to hear you.
All right, you'll be able to hear me through this, through the phone. Okay. So, yeah. So. I'm doing that. Okay. Yeah, I might as well turn on my video. Okay. So I totally don't even know where I am. So again, so says the Gemara, Itmar. Let me try to focus now. Itmar, hayiksuvim targuma b'kal lashon. If the Kisvei HaKodesh were written in translation in Lashon Aramis or any other language, Rafuna Amarim Matzilin Asam Ne'edleka, Rav Chisda Matzilin Asam Ne'edleka. There's the machlokas. That machlokas, Rafuna Rav Chisda, is going to be the machlokas that we focus on for the rest of this amud. That Rafuna says you're not allowed to save them from fire. Rav Chisda says you are allowed to save them from fire. So says the Gemara. Well, there is a machlokas about Kisvei HaKodesh in general that are written b'kol lashon, whether you're allowed to read from them. So, meaning, are you allowed to write them b'kol lashon? So maybe the issue of whether you're allowed to save them from a burning building is going to relate in some way to whether you're allowed to write them b'kol lashon in the first place. So, according to the shita that holds the Kisvei HaKodesh in kol lashon, you're allowed to read from them because you're allowed to write them in kol lashon, then the kuliam lo pligi dematzilin. Then everyone holds, both Rav Huna and Rav Chisda would say that you're allowed to save the Kisvei HaKodesh that are written in any language. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is aliba demand yom alonit nilikrus ben, according to the shita that you're not allowed to read Kisvei HaKodesh in any other language because it's also to write Kisvei HaKodesh in any other language. So if you hold that you're not allowed to write Kisvei HaKodesh in any other language like that, Shita and Tanaim, then you have a machlokas amarayim that Rav Huna amar ein matzilin dalo nitnu likros behen. Rav Chisda amar matzilin mishum bizayin Kisvei HaKodesh, that Rav Huna says there's no, you don't save them because you're not allowed to read from them anyway, and you shouldn't have written them in the first place. And Rav Chisda says you save them because they're still Kisvei HaKodesh, and therefore you're allowed to save them from a burning building on Shabbos. The Rif paskins like Rav Huna that ein matzilin because Rav Chisda was a talmid of Rav Huna and ein halacha Talmud b'makom Arav. Tosos and the Balamor writes that nowadays that nisma'it hadas vazikaron, nowadays that we don't know as much and we certainly don't remember as much, it became mutter to write b'kol lashon because not everyone is b'kiyin in Lashon HaKodesh, and this is part of Eis Lassus Hashem Eferu Sarasecha, where we allow the writing of Torah Shebal Peh. So in order that Torah not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, so now everything could be written b'kol lashon, Kashrut, and therefore you could be Karim Bahana and you could be Matzilin B'nai Adleika. So even though really the halacha maybe should have been that Ein Matzilin, but now that Isas Hashem, Eferes HaRasecha, the halacha changes and it becomes that Matzilin. So that's the machlokas over here. So again, you have a machlokas Tanayim whether you're allowed to write Kisvei HaKadosh B'Kol Lashon. Once it's already written, you have this machlokas Amarayim, whether you're allowed to be Matzil Mipnei Adleika. What's the issue of being Matzil Mipnei Adleika? So the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf is going to explain that they're matir to be matzil kisvei hakodesh dafka to a mavoi she'eno mefulash. You have a mavoi that's not open from both sides to rishos rabim, and even though it's a mavoi that you're not really allowed to be metaltal in on Shabbos because they weren't mesakin it with a korah or shitufe mavuos, and nevertheless we're being matir that iser midrabanan in order for to save the kisvei hakodesh. So now says the Gemara, let's bring some rayas. Tanan, raya number one is we have our Mishnah. Kol kisvei hakodesh matzilin osam b'nei adleika bein shekaren ben bein shein karen ben afal bik shekesuvim b'kol lashon. All kisvei hakodesh you could be matzil b'nei adleika whether you read from them or whether you don't read from them, even though they're written in any other in all languages. My love, shekaren. So what does that mean? Bein shekaren ben bein shein karen ben. What do those phrases mean? My love, shekaren ben is neviim. Shekaren ben is neviim because we actually read from neviim. V'shein karen ben ksuvim. Shein Koran Ben is a reference to Ksuvim, and Avu Bik Shaksuvim B'Kal Lashon, and when it says Avu Bik Shaksuvim B'Kal Lashon D'Lo Nitnu Likros Ben, it sounds like it's saying that you're not allowed to, it's that we're trying to say Afal Pi, even though they're Ksuvim B'Kal Lashon, meaning it's a big Chiddush that even though they're Ksuvim B'Kal Lashon seems to indicate that you hold that it's not Nitnu Likros Behen, that that it never should have been written B'Kal Lashon. So that's the Chiddush, that even though you're not allowed to be Koran Behem, you can still save it from a dleika, the katani, and it says in the Mishnah, matzilin, b'tiyufta d'ravuna. Nevertheless, it says matzilin. So you see, even kisvei hakodesh that are written b'kal lashon and are not nitnu likros ben, you could be matzil mipnei adleika against Ravuna, who said you're not allowed to be matzil mipnei adleika. So Ravuna says, nah, the Mishnah fits my shita as well. Amalach Ravuna v'tizbra. You think that the Mishnah is saying that you're matzil kisvei hakodesh even though they're written b'kal lashon? Ema Seifa, the Seifa of the Mishnah goes on to say, Tu'unin Geniza, that they require Geniza. Well, Hasha Atzuli Matzlinan, Geniza Mibai, if you're allowed to save them on Shabbos, so do you need to tell me that they need Geniza on a weekday? Of course the Mishnah is not coming to tell me that you're Matzil, even though they're written B'Kol Lashon. Ela Rav Huna Mitaritz Tamei. So how's Rav Huna going to read the ratio of the Mishnah? So he'll read the Mishnah, the Shitaso, and how's Rav Chisla going to read the Seifa of Rav Chisla Mitaritz Tamei? He'll read the whole Mishnah, the Shitaso. So, how does it work out? Rav Huna mitaritz l'tamei. Rav Huna will read the Mishnah l'shita so that goes as follows: Bein shekorn bem neviim. Bein shein korn ben ksuvim. When we said you're allowed to save kisvei hakodesh from a dzeleika, so bein shekorn ben means you're allowed to save neviim. Bein shein korn ben means you're allowed to save ksuvim. Ba'med dvar mamurim sheksuvim b'lashon hakodesh. But that's all only if it's b'lashon hakodesh. Avbekal lashon ein matzilin va'afilu achik kinisabou. But if it's written in other languages, you're not allowed to save them on Shabbos from a fire. But they're still going to require geniza on a weekday. And the explanation of the Mishnah is that even though they're ksuvim b'kal lashon and you're not allowed to save them on Shabbos mipnei adleika, you're still going to need to put them in geniza on a weekday. And Rav Chisda mitaritz l'tamei. Rav Chisda will touch up the Mishnah according to his shita. Bein shekorin ben neviim. Bein shein korin ben ksuvim. So the same way that the korin ben means neviim and korin ben is ksuvim. But here it is. Aval bik sheksuvim b'kol lashon ami matzilin. And that is talking about even if it is in translation, you're allowed to save it from a fire. Aye, if you're allowed to save it from a fire, what's the chiddush that it requires geniza? We even allow you to violate isurim to save it. Hachikam mekak shalahen tun geniza. When the Mishnah goes on to say that it requires geniza, it means even the rotted out pieces of it from the wormy pieces that have been eaten through by worms, even that requires geniza. So even though it's totally worn out, it requires geniza. So attempt number one to bring a raya in this machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda has failed, right? Meaning both Rav Huna, we thought we had a raya against Rav Huna from the resha of the Mishnah. Rav Huna turned it around and said, no, we have a raya against Rav Chisda from the Seifa of the Mishnah? And we said, no, neither is a raya. Each one could touch up the Mishnah according to their shita. So says Gemara, let's bring raya number two, meisve. So they ask on Rav Huna, state in Brisa, it says in the Brisa, ha'yiksuvim targum v'kalashun matzilin osa mipnei adleika. If it was written in targum or any other language, you're allowed to save it from the adleika, from a burning house on Shabbos. So Tiyufta to Rav Huna, straight out against Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that if it was written in Targum, you're not allowed to be Matzil. So I'm like, Rav Huna, Hai Tana Savar, Nitnu Likros Ben. No, this Tana holds that Kisei HaKodesh, that are B'kal Lashon, you're able to read from them. They're allowed to be, meaning we know that there's a Tana that holds that you're even allowed to write Kisei HaKodesh B'kal Lashon. This whole Machlokas, the very premise of our Machlokas was, Aliba Demandi Yomar, that you're not allowed to write B'kal Lashon. So then we had a Machlokas, Rav Huna, Rav Chista. So you can't bring me a brisa that tells me Matzil Mipnei Adleika. That brisa might be talking within the Shita that you're allowed to write it that way. So Raya number three, Tashema, says the Gemara, will bring a third Raya from a brisa. Hayuksuvin, again, a Raya against Rav Huna. Hayuksuvin Giftis, Modis, Ivris. If it was written in Giftis or Modis or Ivris, Ksav, different types of Ksav, Ilmis, Yavanis, even though it's you should not have written it in translation, you should not have written it in these other languages, you're allowed to save it from a fire. So even if you, the shita that holds the Kisei HaKodesh is loan it nulikros behen, right? That if they're written b'kal lashon, it's loan it nulikros behen, because it says beferish. So we're working within the Tana that Rav Huna and Rav Chisar are arguing about, and nevertheless it says that you're allowed to save it. So that's Tiyufta de Rav Huna. That's a pretty direct question on Rav Huna. You don't have the way out that we had with the second Raya. So says Gemara, Amlak Rav Huna Tanaihi. Well, and, you know, there's a further Machlokas Tanaim, even if you hold Lo Nitnu Likrosben, whether you could then be Matzil Mipnei Adleika, that too is a machlokas tonight. Meaning Rav Huna is saying, me and Rav Chista are not the first ones to have this discussion. This already dates back to the days of the Tanaim, and I'm paskening like one sheet in Tanaim. So there's no brisa you're going to bring me. It's going to be a raya against me, because any brisa you want to bring, any brisa you want to bring might just be like the shita that Rav Chista is following, which I don't paskin like. So I'm like Rav Huna tonight. Ditanya, we have a brisa. Hayiksuvim targum b'kal lashon matzilin osam bnei adleika. If the Kisei HaKodesh were written in targum or any other language, you're allowed to save them from a fire. Rabbi Yossi Yomar ein matzilin osam bnei adleika. Rabbi Yossi says you cannot save them from a fire. So Rabbi Yossi brings a raya. Rabbi Yossi ma'isa ba'Abba Chalafta. There was a story that happened with Abba Chalafta. Rashi writes, Rabbi Yossi's father's name was Chalafta. So he calls him Abba Chalafta. Rabbi Kivega raises the question, well, wait a second, how is he allowed to call him Abba Chalafta? The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that a Chacham who says something has to be Mishana Shem Aviv. He's not allowed to just say his father's name. He has to say Abba Mori and not say his father's name. That's what the Rambam paskins in the sixth parak of Hilchos Mamrim, not to be Masker Shem Aviv. One is not allowed to say their father's name. So Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that his son, Rabbi Shlomo, who was the author of the Gilyan Marsha on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Gilyan Marsha on the side of the Shulchan Aruch is not the Marsha from the back of the Gemara, it's Rabbi Shlomo Eger. So Rabbi Shlomo Eger suggested, based on a Rashi Masechah Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, that if a person says Divrei Shevach before he says his father's name, he's then allowed to say his father's name. So he dafka called him by a title. He didn't say Chalafta. He said Abba Chalafta. And Abba is a title of reverence. It's a title. So that you're allowed to do. So one is allowed to say Harav, so-and-so, his father's name. And that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to attach a title to it. So Rabbi Yossi says, there was a story with my father Chalafta, Shalach etzel Rabbi Gamliel Beribi, that Litveria, that went to Rabbi Gamliel Beribi. Beribi, Rashi says, also is a title. It means that a person is an Adam Gadol, lo shahaya b'no shel Rebbe. Rebbe, says Rashi, Ela Adam Gadol Kari Beribi. Very often they would call an Adam Gadol Beribi. So he went to Gamliel Beribi to Tverio, Matsushai Yoshev al Shulchano, it's a Girsa issue over here, whose Shulchan it was. By the way, we have Yochanan Hanazuf in the Tosefta. It's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nizuf, it says on the side of the Gemara. So it's just hard to imagine that we're talking about someone who's been a Zifa, because Rabbi Gamliel was Yoshev al Shulchano, so he must have been an Adam Gadol. So Nazuf must be the family name. It's an unfortunate family name, but that must be the family name. And that's what it sounds like from Tosefta as well. So anyway, so Rabbi Gamliel was sitting by this person, Biyado Sefer Eov Targum Vu Karibo, and he had a Sefer Eov written in Targum, and he was reading from it. So Amar Lo, so Abba Chalaf said to him, Zachar Nimram Gamliel Avi Avicha, I remember him Gamliel Azakein, your father's father, Shoyo Omer Al Gabi Malah Baharabayis, that was standing on an elevated part in Harabayis, Ve'avilufan of Sefer Eov Targum, and they brought him a Sefer Eov that was written in Targum, Va'amar Lebanai Shakeu Tachas HaNidvach, and he said to the builders, put it under a row of stones. So Afutziva Lov Gnazo, so Gamliel Beribi was mitzavah to be gones the Eov that was written in Targum. So you see that Kisvei HaKodesh that are written in Targum, you're not allowed to read from, and therefore you should not be matzil them. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so the Gemara brings a shita that disagrees with this. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that Rabbi Gamliel Azakin did not put the Sefer Eov that was written in Targum underneath the stones of the binyan. No, what happened was, a reva sheltit, he had a bowl of cement that he poured, he put over it. Amar Rebbe, shtei tshuvas bedavar. So Rebbe says there are two problems with that version of the story, to reject Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Chada, v'chitit b'harabayis minayin. Where would they ever have cement in the harabayis? The harabayis was built out of sand and plaster that were mixed together, not with cement that was mixed with water. Va'od v'chimut alabdon biyad. And furthermore, would you be allowed to destroy it directly with your actively? Elamanichin b'makom aturfa v'hein markivin me'alein. No, you put them in a place that's a hefker place, and then they rot away on their own. So the Gemara explains which Tanaim argue in this machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. I mean, you remember the whole point of quoting this whole story is to try to show that the machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Chista is really a machlokas Tanaim, meaning to say, even if you hold that Kisvei HaKodesh are not nitan likasev in other lashonos, and you're not allowed to read from them, you're not allowed to write them in other lashonos, nevertheless, there's a machlokas whether you're allowed to be matzil mipnei adleika. So where is this machlokas Tanaim? Man Tanaim, who are the Tanaim that Rav Huna said disagree about whether you're matzil Kisvei HaKodesh that are written b'kalashon? Ilema Tanakama de Rabbi Yossi. If you want to tell me that the Tanaim that argue in this machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Chista are the Tanakama of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi himself, that the Tanakama holds a Kisvei HaKodesh that are written b'kalashon, you can be matzil like Rav Chista said, and Rabbi Yossi holds that you cannot be matzil like Rav Huna said. Well, the Dilma Bahaka Miflugi. Maybe the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi disagree in a different machlokas, that Mar Savar Nitnu Likros Behen, that the Tanakama holds that Kisvei HaKodesh that are written b'kol lashon can be read from, and therefore you're allowed to save them. Umar Savalonin Nulikros Ben, and Rabbi Yossi holds that you're not allowed to read from them, and therefore you're not allowed to be matzil them. So the Tanakama that says that Kisvei HaKodesh that are ksuvim b'kol lashon are matzilin is because he holds that it's nit nulikros ben. And Rav Chista says that matzilim, even if but Rav Chista says you're allowed to be matzil even if lo nit nulikros ben. So it turns out nobody's really following Rav Chista. You don't know for sure that anybody's really following Rav Chista, because even if it's lo nit nulikros ben, nevertheless it could still be that Rav Chista would say even if it's lo nit nulikros ben, you could still be matzil. But all we can prove is that there's a Tana that holds you could be matzil, but we already knew that. It could be that Tana holds it's nit nulikros ben. Ella, who are the Tanaim that argue the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chista? Rabbi Yossi v'tana d'giftis. It's Rabbi Yossi who holds that if it was written b'kal lashon that ain't matzil nosam like Rav Huna, and the Tana d'giftis, the Tana of the brisa we had in Amud Aleph that said that if it was written in other fonts, in other languages, in giftis, even though it's lo nit nulikros ben, and that Tana said explicitly, even though it's lo nit nulikros ben, that you're matzil mipnei adleika. So that follows the Shita of Rav Chista. So you want to know where we see that it's a Machlokas Tanaim, it was the very Braisa that we used to ask on Rav Huna. That was the Braisa that holds like Rav Chista. Meaning we originally introduced our Braisa to say, look Rav Huna, you're wrong. Here's a Braisa explicitly that says, like Rav Chista. Now we need to find, where's the Tana that we know for sure says like Rav Chista? So that's the very Braisa, that Braisa that we used as the final Kasha on Rav Huna. Period. Now the Gemara brings a Braisa that talks about certain things you're not allowed to be matzil mevayad leika. Tan Rabbanan habrachos. If you have a brachos like Sidurim, right? It says the different brachos that the Chazal instituted, the brachos of Shemona Esrei, other brachos, Vakamein, or you have amulets that are written for the sake of refuah. Afal pi sheish ben osio shel shem, even though they have the letters of the Shem Hashem, when we say osio shel shem, the Ritva points out it means that it actually has the Shem Hashem mamish osiosav spelled out with all of its letters. So even though it has the Shem mamish in them, you're not allowed to be matzal them because these are lo nitnuli kasev. These are not things that are meant to be written down. Umein yonos harbe shabtorah, and even though they have different Torah topics and psukim from different parshios of the Torah that are written in these Kamein as part of a Lachash, Ein Matzilin Osam Mnei Adleika. You're not allowed to save them from a fire. Elin Esrafim B'mekom Menhein Va'askro Sayed. Rather, if a fire breaks out on Shabbos, they have to be burnt where they are, even with their Shemos, with their Psukim, with everything. Mikan Amru, and based on that, they say, Kosfe Brachos, Kisorfe Torah. That when you write Brachos down, it's as if you're burning the Torah. Because ultimately, so it's got to go somewhere eventually. And if a fire breaks out on Shabbos, you're not going to be able to save it from the fire. You're not going to be able to always make sure that its end is proper, that it's put in Shemus or something. So it's kisarfe Torah. It's as if you're burning the Torah, because you have to think of that possible eventuality when you write such things down. There was a story of a guy who would write brachos in Sidon. Bovo dios Rabbi Shmuel, and they went and they let Rabbi Shmuel know about it. Volach Rabbi Shmuel lebotko, and Rabbi Shmuel wanted to see if he was if it's true that he was kosev brachos. Kshaya Ola Besulam, when Rabbi Shmuel was going up the ladder to find him, Hirgishmuel, the guy realized that he was about to be caught. So Natal Tumus, he took a Tumus Shal Brachos, he took a sitter, whatever, a notebook of brachos that he had, Vishikon Basefel Shalmayim, and he sunk it right away into a thing of water in order to erase all of the brachos so that he wouldn't get caught. Ubalashna Zeamullah Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel said to him, God alone is what you did just now is even worse than what you did in the first place. Meaning, I got a report that you were doing something terrible. You were writing brachos, which is so bad because ultimately you're not going to be able to save it from a burning building. And now you just went and you actively erased them and you just actively destroyed them. It's even worse than the report I got about you. The Chidah raises the question, yeah, obviously it's worse. Meaning, he was ma'abid bi'adayim. Of course it's worse. So the Chidah writes that one might have thought that the fact that he wrote the brachos was over al divrei chachamim when he wrote it, which is nisr vaday, and he also violated nisr that it might eventually be burnt in a fire, and he's not going to be masam bnei adleika. So it's really two isurim. When he was shokeh b'mayim, he's only over one isur. So he said, no, the ibud b'adayim is a greater onesh than the other two isurim combined, because the whole purpose of the divrei chachamim not to tell you not to write the brachos was because of this possibility of what might happen, that it might get destroyed. And now you're going and you're destroying it actively. So this is now all Esas Hashem, the fact that we produce Sidurim and that we write these things down. So that's all part of, because we don't know the Tfilas Balpas, so we Esas Hashem, we write all of these things down. There are halachos about this. The Shulchan Aruch writes, part of Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar is to print Sidurim. You're not allowed to use old recycled paper that had prayers of Ovdei Kochavim on them. It used to be an issue apparently in printing places, but it's not even just the tefillos. The tefillos themselves, if there weren't actual psukim, if a person were just writing out their personal tefillos, it could be that as no kedusha. We're talking about tefillos that have Shemos Hashem and that have actual psukim, like our Sidurim or Psukim Dezimra, all psukim, and the Shema and everything is all psukim. There's a question: what about a tefillah that doesn't have any psukim? It's just a tefillah, a person's tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the very fact that it's a uh, that that it's a conversation that a human being is having with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, does that give it a sense of Kedusha? There's a tshuva of Rabinovich, the Rav of the Kotel and the Mekomos HaKadoshim in Eretz Yisrael, has a tshuva about whether they're allowed to destroy the Kvitalach in the Kotel, because people put their tefillos in there. So what do they do? How do they get rid of it? Meaning they can't, you know, I always thought as a kid, like, it just, you know, they just stick more in there. Like, when are they going to run out of room? They keep just be putting more and more notes in. So my Talmidim, we learn in the Old City, they told me that that they come in the middle of the night, about once a month, and they come with a power wash, and they wash out all of the notes from the Kotel. They sweep them all up. So that's a shaila. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to get? So that's what he had to deal with. In the end of the day, paskin that it's mutter, because the mamish had no choice. What else are they going to do? They'll just end up falling all over the place. So they have to clean them out eventually. But do they require geniza? Was his shaila. But you have to assume that people are not, or people should be mindful not to write down psukim or shemos Hashem on those notes. Okay. The Reish Kalusa asked Rabba Bar Rav Huna. There's a question whether you should even put the notes in the Kotel, but okay, that's an old minhag. So Baimene Reish Kalusa Merab Bar Rav Huna. The Reish Kalusa asked Rabba Rav Huna. Kisrei HaKodesh are not written in black ink. Hayiksuvim besam, v'sikra, v'komos, v'kankantum, b'lashon HaKodesh, matzilin osam ne'edleka o'ein matzilin. If they're written in other colored ink, in Lashon HaKodesh, can you save them from a dleiko or not? Is it only when it's written bidyo, when it's written in the proper black ink that we have this halacha, that that you're matzil mibnei dleiko, or even if it's written in these other inks? So tabay l'man diyam matzilin, this is a shaila according to Rav Chista, who holds that Kisrei HaKodesh in other languages can be saved in Plei Adleika, and to Baila Mandiyamar, Ein Matzilin. And it's a Shaila L'shitas Rav Huna that Kisrei HaKodesh in other languages are Ein Matzilin. To Baila Mandiyamar, Ein Matzilin. According to Rav Huna, it's a Shaila because Hani Mili Heicha Dixivi Targum Ubekal Lashon. That's only when it's written in other languages. Aval Hacha Dixivi Blashna Kodesh. But over here it's Blashna Kodesh, so Matzilin. So I would think that you could be Matzil. L'chora, if the fact that it's written in Blashna Kodesh is a reason to be matir, being matzil, why when it comes to brachas and kamein do we say that ain matzilin even though it's written in Lashon HaKodesh? So in the Sefer Chodesh HaAviv, one of the Achronim, he says that the brachas and the kamein are only a few psukim, but over here we're talking about svarim shleimim, we're talking about entire svarim that are written in other languages or in other colors. So the shaila, according to Rav Huna again, who says that ain matzilin, yeah, ain matzilin when it's written in another language, but when it's in Lashon HaKodesh, it's just in a red ink or something, then you are matzil. Oh, Dilma, afil man diyamar matzilin, hani miliyechid k'siv b'dyo. Even if you say that matzilin, that's only if it's written in the proper ink, the mekayim, which is going to last for a very long time. Aval hacha, but when you write it in sam or sikra, you write it in something else, given the mekayim, since it's not going to be meskayim, like ink would be, low. So then maybe you would not be matzil. So Amalei, Rabbi Rav Huna answered, ain matzilin. You wouldn't save something that's written in other inks. So now the Reish Kalusa asks on Rabbi Rav Huna, for Rav Hamnuna Tana matzilin, but Rav Hamnuna Tana the Brisa that were matzil Kisrei HaKodesh not written in Dio, Samalei Itanya Tanya. So he says, well, what do you want me to do? If it says that way in a Brisa, so then you have to follow the Brisa. And then I changed my mind. He didn't tell me that there was a Maramakom that I was missing. So I was saying, we svarad the nafshi. I thought otherwise. I thought ain matzilin, but you tell me there's a brisa that's matzilin, so then it's matzilin. So my Tanya, where's the brisa that says that you're matzil even if it's written in other inks? Amravashi kiditanya ain bin svarim lemegillah el shasvarim nechlev mechalashon omegillah ad shetek suva ashuris ala sefer b'diyo. That there's no chilik between svarim and Megillas Esther, other svarim and Megillas Esther, other than that svarim are written b'kalashon, Megillah has to be written dafka b'lashon hakod on a cloth and with black ink. So from the fact that the Brisa says that there's a chilik between Megillah and other Svarim, in that Megillah can only be written b'dyo, the clear implication is that other Svarim could be written b'sam or b'sikra. So if they're allowed to be written b'sam or b'sikra, then of course matzilin, because it's written a literal spehem that way even. So that's how Rashi explains. So of course you'd be able to be matzil. So the clear implication of our Gemara is that when it comes to writing other Svarim, svarim. You don't need a sefer, you don't need yo, you don't need cloth, and you don't need black ink. So Tosos and the Ramban raised the question that we had a Gemara earlier in Dafayin Test that a sefer Torah has to be written dafka al cloth, and we also have in Kuf Gimel Beis that a sefer Torah that's ksuva shalom b'diyo is puzzle. So this sugya is against everything else we learned. It sounds like all other svarim, not just Megillah, all svarim need to be written with black ink and on cloth. So therefore Tosos explained that this brisa is dafka as far as Hatzalah min Adleika, that the only difference between Svarim and Megillah is that Svarim, even if they're Bekal Lashon and they're without a cloth and they're without Dio, you would still be Matzil because they have Askaros. But Megillah, you're not going to be Matzil unless it's written Ashuris al Sefer B'Dio, because there are no Askaros. The Shem Hashem doesn't appear in the Megillah. That's what sounds like we're saying that Megillah is like holier, it's an upgrade. No, Megillah is actually on a certain lower level because it doesn't have the Shem Hashem. So since it doesn't have the Shem Hashem, only when it's written Kilchasa, only when it's written the way it should be written, only then could you be Matzil Mipnei Adleika. But if it's not written properly, Kilchasa, then you would not be Matzil Mipnei Adleika. The Ramban, the Rashba, and others say that we're not Gores this price. So we're Gores Itanya Tanya, and that's it. We don't then say My Tanya. What is the Brisa? So this whole Brisa doesn't exist. Okay, if this whole Brisa doesn't exist, then it doesn't cause you any problems in terms of being Miyashivit with the rest of the Masechta. Okay, so now the Gemara explains whether you're allowed to be Matzil a Sefer Torah that was erased. So, by Menei Rav Huna Barachil Mer of Nachman, Sefer Torah She'im Bo Lelaket Shmonim V'Chamesh Osios, Kigon Parshas V'Ibn Sa'aron. Let's say you have a Sefer Torah that enough of it is worn out or erased that you can't collect from the entire Sefer Torah 85 letters corresponding to the number of letters in the Parsha of Ayyi Ibn Sa'aron, that is 85 letters in it, and that's the shear of Kedusha that would remain if it has that many letters, because we view Vayihi ben Sa as a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo, meaning it's not that there are 5 Svarim of Chumash, there are 7 Svarim of Chumash, because Vayihi ben Sa is its own Sefer, so it splits up Sefer Bamidbar into 3 separate Svarim, before Vayihi ben Sa, and after Vayihi ben Sa. So Matzilin Asamina Adleika O Ein Matzilin. So would you save it if it doesn't even have 85 letters left? Would you save it from a fire or not? So, and now that Rav Nachman asks Rav Huna Bar Chalav, why is he not sure whether you're Matzil Dafka Sefer Torah Shenimchak, and why not ask about the Parsha of Ibn Saron itself if it's missing a letter? Arm Leviti Bailach Parsha of Ibn Saron Gufa Hechad Chasr Parsha of Ibn Saron Lokim Baili. He says, no, if you have the Parsha of Ibn Saron written out and it's missing one letter, I don't have a Shaila. To keep in this by Haskaros, since it has Haskaros in it, Avagav the less Beishon Mechamesh Osios Matzilin. If it has Shem Hashem in it, even if it doesn't have 85 letters, of course you're going to be Matzil. My shaila is a sefer Torah that doesn't have 85 letters. My so Amalei ain matzilin, says in such a case we're not going to be matzil. So now Rav Huna Bar Chalav asks on Rav Nachman. So Eisvei, he asks as follows: Targum shiksav mikra. You have words that are written in the Torah or in Tanakh in Lashon Arami. Let's say you didn't write those words B'Lashon Arami. You instead wrote them B'Lashon HaKodesh. U'mikra sheksav v'targum. Or you have most of the words of Tanakh that are written in B'Lashon HaKodesh and you wrote them in Targum. V'ksav Ivris, or ksav Ivris, which is a different style of writing that has different types of letters. It's not similar to ksav Ashuris. Matzilim v'mnei adleika ve'in sarach lomar. So you could save those from a fire. Ve'in sarach lomar Targum and certainly the Targum words in the Torah that are supposed to be Targum, the Targum words in Tanakh that are supposed to be Targum, that for sure you're Matzil. So Targum Shabbat Torah, Maini, where do we have the words in Torah that are Targum? Yigar Sahadusa. It says in the Torah itself, in the Lashon Targum, in Bereishis, Perek Lamed Aleph. V'afal gav d'les b'shon v'chamesh osios. And even though there aren't 85 letters, so that's a Kashar of Nachman who says that you're not Matzil Sefer Torah, that is less than 85 letters. Here you see that even just Yagar Sadusa, which is the Targum of Torah, you're allowed to save. So Kitanya Hila Hashlam. No, when the Brisa says that you're Matzil, the Targum Shel Torah, it means if together with the Targum Shel Torah, you now have 85 letters, meaning the Torah had some other letters plus these letters of Targum that then put it over the top to get it to the number of 85 letters. So Yibayilu, Hanishman Mechamesh Osios Mechunasos Amufuzaros. When we say these 85 letters that you're allowed to be Matzil and Adleika, is it only when they're in one spot, or even if they're scattered all over the place. So Rav Huna Amar Mechnasos Rav Chisda Amar Afilu Mufuzaros. Rav Huna says no, only if they're in one spot, and Rav Chisda says no, even if they're scattered all over. So Meisvei, so they ask on Rav Huna. It says in the Brisa Sefer Torah Shabbala Im Yeshbo Lilaket Shmona Mechamesh Alsiyos Kingo Parshas Vayivin Saron Matzilin Vim Lav Ein Matzilin. So the Brisa uses the Loshon of Lilaket. If you can collect 85 letters, that sounds like it's Mufuzaron. It sounds like it's all over the Torah. So Tiyufta to Rav Huna. That Taka is a Tiyufta on Rav Huna who says that you're only Matzil if they're Mechunasos. So says Gemara Tirgum Rav Chista Alibud Rav Huna. Rav Chista is going to defend Rav Huna over here that even though Rav Chista is the Bar Plukta, sometimes you have that in Shas, that the Bar Plukta himself comes to defend the other one. So Rav Chista defends Rav Huna and that when the Brisa says that you're Matzil even if they're Mufuzaros, that's Betevos. That's if they're complete words, a word here and a word there, but a word that is a complete word that has all the letters, and then you can collect them from all over the Torah and have 85 letters, but not letters that are just random letters throughout the Torah. No, that would need to be Mechunasos. You cannot have random letters throughout the Torah that would then be worthy of being Matzil Mepnei Adleika. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up a Tan Rabbanan on the bottom of the page. I apologize for all the technical difficulties. Beis Hashem, we'll figure it out better tomorrow from the outset. Oh, yeah.